Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most pointless podcast. Welcome to the Audio Asylum. I don't even have to reiterate my name at this fucking point. How's it going, guys? I'm here with Graves.
What's up?
Nothing much. New setup today. I kind of like this.
For the first time ever, we're in the Grave Cave, if you will.
Yeah, I like that. I dig it.
I'm honored to have this podcast be recorded here for the first time ever.
I like the table. I like this. This is a nice setup.
I dig it. It's a little bit of a mess. You know, we've shot some things down here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did a few dare pongs over the summer.
Yeah.
Shot some stuff.
Some scopey stuff.
But now we're here with the illustrious Audio Asylum podcast itself.
Hell
and
yeah.
It is an honor to have it come from this very place for the first time.
I'm honored to have it here.
I also wanted to say your last episode, man.
Thank you.
Excellent. That to me, right there, is just...
It was like a personal achievement, but like not just for me, like, but for the show. And thank you to Samantha Scafidi, I hope I'm not fucking that up again, but for giving not just me, but us as a whole here.
No, it was fantastic, man. It was just shooting the shit.
Yeah.
You know, about all kinds of different interesting things, and... That's always the appeal to the show. So when you can get people
exactly.
like that too,
yeah. And if you're listening and you haven't seen the movie Terrifier, once again, I highly suggest it is if you like a good fucked up hour and some change horror movie, highly recommend it. But yeah, man, that was cool, and I thank you and everybody else that was supporting.
Of course,
man. Me to take that chance. But how have you been, man? I mean, we're coming off of the heels of Darepunk 25, and. A bunch of other stuff that we're getting ready to do.
How am I doing right now? I'm good. I'm okay with not playing for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah, we were having this conversation off camera before.
At least a month and change and quite a few episodes of you not seeing my ass play the game.
But you will be there.
But I will be there
yes.
in the flesh on the sidelines enjoying the game. As I said earlier,
yeah.
some a hot dog and a beer
yeah.
and enjoying the fanfare.
Yeah, it's going to feel like a baseball tournament
yes.
or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so for those that don't know, we're setting up the Tournament of Death, which is a small tournament,
yeah.
but we have a small roster of guys.
Yes.
Now, as you all know, many are not willing to play the game as much as they are willing to watch the game.
Sadly.
Which is cool. We thank you for watching.
Yes.
And we've gone this far. We say this all the time. You say this. I've said this. We don't know how many games we got left, but...
Yeah.
So the Tournament of Death is going to start out with two games. The winner of each respective game will then play each other, and then, of course, they will get to me, the champion. And we'll have a bunch of other games during the season, too.
Yeah, some special editions.
You know, correct, a holiday special like we've been doing for
yeah.
2 years straight. And, yeah, but as far as how do I feel good. And I'm confident to see who could step up next. But other than that, we'll see you soon. Darepunk Season 6 is coming.
Hell yeah. And what a month, November... We had a lot of cool announcements. One of them being the second Spider-Man trailer.
Oh man!
Oh dude, I'm like.
We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, I think it's one of the only things I've been talking about.
Oh yeah,
like,
I've been obsessing over it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I can speak for millions of other people across the globe.
Yep.
I've watched this trailer probably more times than any other trailer.
Yeah, I've watched this more times than I've watched porn recently.
Yeah,
that's an accomplishment for
yeah.
me. Have you restarted rewatching the movies in order? Because I'm about to start that journey this week.
I a month or so ago, I had watched Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna do a marathon.
Yeah.
From the first all the way up until
until No Way Home. What would you rank like if you gave me? Your ranking systems of the Spider-Man.
Well, what are we like talking about? A top what?
From best, from your most favorite.
But like how many? So all of them. Okay.
Yeah. We can exclude the Avengers movies. Just straight up Spider-Man.
So how many Spider-Man movies has there been?
So.
The three.
Seven,
two Andrew Garfields.
And two Tom Holland.
And two Tom Hollands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seven.
I'm going to say. All right. I'm going to start. From 7 and work my way to number 1.
Okay, so you're going to start from your least favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
My least favorite of them all has to be Far From Home.
Okay, oh.
I gotta say, I don't think it's not terrible.
Yeah.
But it's... my thing is like, it's always like, I hate to just say something sucks.
Yeah.
Without, like, thinking of why I have, like, yeah. It's, because that's, like, fuck that, I hate this. Yeah, like, that's so fucking childish. It's, like, not that you have to intellectualize these fucking things. It's a comic book movie, but
exactly.
The one good thing about it is that, is their progression with Peter Parker, is that they're showing him, he's still a kid.
Yeah.
So they're showing him become Spider-Man.
Yeah, still getting in the groove of
right.
It. Yeah.
I am happy, though, that he's finally, you know, Tony Stark is a thing of the past. That was his mentor.
Yeah.
That's gone.
Yeah, that's a big complaint I used to
have. I've seen people say, what if Tony Stark comes back for this new movie? And I'm like, no, because we're just going in reverse.
Yeah.
He's going to get some help.
Yes.
But he's going to get some help. Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just that, you know, like, so I appreciate how it continues to tell the story of how Tony Stark's presence is very much there, but he's also trying to move forward.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like the framing to where, you know, how Mysterio framed him to be a murderer.
Yeah, I thought
I like these aspects.
Jake Gyllenhaal crushes it.
He does.
Yeah.
But I just... It's just not my favorite. That's
Hashtag not my Spider-Man.
There's some things that just about it that I'm just like, okay, maybe that went on for a little too long or blah, 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 blah.
The ending does, like, the ending fight scene, I might have said this to you recently, like, I like the whole sequence, he takes out the drones, but then all he does is just take off Homeboy's glasses.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Yeah.
That was trash.
No, it was kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, you know, like...
You could have webbed them up, spin-kicked them, like,
yeah,
something cool.
Like, the best thing about the movie, though, is the sequence where Mysterio's, like, you know, he sees fucking Tony Stark come out of the grave and all the spiders
cool.
And all that shit was cool. But, yeah. All right, so that's number 7. Number 6, I'm going to have to say... Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, okay. That's a
actually, I'm going to put that... Could I switch?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to put Spider-Man 3, which it is of the holy trilogy of our childhood,
yeah.
But I'm going to put Spider-Man 3 as number 7.
Okay.
So that's the worst. Then no, Far From Home,
we'll
6.
Number 6.
5. The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
4, The Amazing Spider-Man.
And then 3 would... Well, so now you're getting into... You have 3 choices left. This is going to be interesting. I feel like I know what your number 1 is, though.
Wait, what's the other one? Are we counting the one that hasn't come out yet?
No.
What am I missing?
You're missing, Homecoming?
Homecoming, 2, and the first... Okay. So 4 was...
Would you just put it 4? The Amazing Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The first one. 3 is Homecoming.
Okay.
2 is Spider-Man 2.
Okay. And, your
and number 1
Spider-Man.
Is the first one.
Oh, okay. Nice. My list isn't far off from yours, actually. So, if I'm going from what I like the least to what I like the most, No Way Home... I mean, no. That... No. We haven't seen that yet. Homecoming is at the bottom of my list.
Okay.
I just... I don't know... Once again, just like you, I don't think it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Michael Keaton is the only thing keeping me invested in the movie.
Yeah, that's probably why I like. Yeah, that's probably why I liked it. I mean, of course, I do love Tom Holland as Spider-Man, but I agree, it's mostly Michael Keaton.
Yeah, it's that, and it's like. So I understand when people say this, he's a young Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be whooping ass, but I feel like he doesn't have any moment in that movie other than when the building's on him, and I feel like he can't, like, fight, but I get it, though. I get people's argument, like, he's still learning.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael Keaton was my vocal point of the movie for me. If I gotta go 6, Amazing Spider-Man, And I've said vocally in this world that I'm a big Andrew Garfield fan, but if I'm going from least favorite...
Not
favorite,
two, but the first one.
The first one.
Okay, all right.
Five would be Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're ranking it kind of low compared to how I ranked it.
Yeah. Well, I just think the way that... So, my big thing with Spider-Man 3 is the first hour to me is fucking...
Yeah.
Atrocious to watch. That second hour, though. The fight scene with Sandman.
Yeah.
And the train station.
Yeah.
Which... Personally, that's up there in my favorite Spider-Man fight scenes.
Yeah.
I love that.
And no matter what anybody says throughout the whole movie, the final battle is...
Yes, it is. Right? I was rewatching that on YouTube.
The change of heart of Harry Osborn and...
It's a cool moment.
It's a cool moment.
Especially...
His death.
Yeah.
It's like a good way to wrap up like...
A trilogy.
A trilogy, yeah.
Yeah. So Spider-Man 3 is my number 5. If I'm going 4... 4, I think, is Far From Home.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
I really like that movie, but I have the same gripes you do in it. But Jake Gyllenhaal and Tom Holland's performance in that one, I think, is way better than his performance in Homecoming.
Right.
And 3... It's probably controversial with the Spider-Man fans. 3 is Spider-Man 1. 2 is The Amazing Spider-Man 2. And number 1 for me is Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2, to me, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2 is the greatest superhero movie ever made, in my opinion. Still, till this day, with everything we've seen done with superhero movies, to me, that is the best superhero movie of all time.
I agree, but I still have to put the first one first, because that is just the first. I know that sounds like really, but it's just that when... Here's the thing, kids, and I think I've said this on the show before. For those of you that don't know, although I'm pretty sure there's a lot of listeners that are our age and older, so most of us remember. That was the biggest fucking thing in the world. I have said this on the podcast before, and I'll say it again, though, and it means even more now because this movie's coming out.
Yeah.
For the people that are still wondering if or if not this gentleman and the other gentleman are in the movie, but let me explain. It means more now than ever. That fucking movie was the biggest fucking deal, and I could say the only other, and of course I was not around in 1989, and I've compared it before, the only other thing bigger was when Batman came out in 1989.
Yeah, we've had this conversation a bunch of times
like,
off camera.
That was the only thing that was bigger, because somebody who was like 9 or 10 at that time, who's now like fucking 40, will tell you like, yo,
Michael Keaton's the greatest Batman.
Michael Keaton is the greatest Batman, hence why I think Tobey Maguire is the greatest fucking Spider-Man. Although Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield
are great
for in their own respects. Everybody seems to get... All of them seem to get something about Peter Parker, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And this other thing, too, within the fandom that I don't understand... I'm sorry, I'm going all over the place.
No, let's do it. Let's get it.
This one thing I don't understand about the fandom... What is this, he was a good Batman, but he wasn't a good Bruce Wayne? Or he was a good Bruce Wayne, and he... What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, when it comes to Batman, that's such a weird thing to say about that character.
Especially Batman.
Yeah, because he's mentally fucked either way.
Right. But now I've started to hear people say it about Spider-Man, because now we've crossed the threshold of more than 2.
Yeah.
I've heard people say it about Spider-Man. He's a good Peter Parker, but he's not. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? To be a good Peter Parker, you have to play the awkward, geeky social outcast who's smart.
Yeah.
And to be Spider-Man, you have to be witty and one-liners. And,
yeah, exactly.
And they've all
done that.
And another thing, people say, oh, well, Toby doesn't really do that. Where?
Yeah.
Where does Tobey Maguire not play that quick Spider-Man that has something to say?
People like to pick on the fucking emotional scenes, like, I think it's like the funny, cool thing to do on the internet.
Yeah, his
like
crying and
movie.
Yeah, his facial
and it's like,
expressions.
Haven't we seen Tom Holland cry as much?
Yeah, but here's the thing, folks. In case you don't know the story of Spider-Man / Peter Parker, he has a pretty difficult life.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked
So there's a lot of things to be upset about.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if you went through what Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker went through in those 3 movies, you'd be fucking crying too. I would.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck?
So that's always been a weird thing. But anyway, to reel it back in for a moment, that was the biggest fucking thing comparable to, like I said, Batman in 1989. It was everywhere you looked was Spider-Man. Everything was Spider-Man. At the time, you probably couldn't have told me anything like else was cool. Like,
yeah.
Like that was like, yeah, wrestling. But like that took the like...
Yeah, I remember like being a kid and we always talk about our love for pro wrestling on the show, but we have these conversations as people too, like when we're into one thing more than the other for a certain amount
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we literally worship the ground of pro wrestling. But I remember being a kid and when that movie was coming out, I did not care about wrestling for like
because
a good
the
month.
World stopped.
Yeah.
Because it was like, we had some cartoons and comics, but you're getting a movie.
Yeah.
And this was the era where everyone was starting to get movies.
Yep.
We were at the beginning of it, kids. You don't know the excitement now.
Exactly, yeah.
This shit was fucking crazy back in the day. So to see where we're at now, and now that there's the inclusion of the multiverse, and that they can make this real life thing
that we can only make up
in our heads happen, and it seems like they're making it make sense.
Yeah. Do you think that fucking meme had anything to do with it?
What meme?
That fucking stupid meme of the fucking three Spider-Men pointing at each other from that old cartoon. Because that shit came out a few years ago, and then it just went haywire. I'm not saying a meme made the movie, but...
I think, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and say that's a far-fetched idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it took somebody to could have been.
Probably had somewhat of a little
bit
of influence.
Could we do this?
Yeah. Dude, it's... I was saying this to Blee, actually, the other day, that this is also a good way for... This is Toby and Andrew's proper send-off, most likely.
Yeah.
Because if you know the ins and outs and the history...
They were supposed to get...
The fourth one was supposed to be, and what the third one was even supposed to be. But as Hollywood does, they dip their dick in things and ruin a director's vision.
Yep.
But that's something we could get into for hours. But now Toby gets the closure of the fourth movie he never got, and he vocally said he wanted to continue playing the role, and then Andrew gets to play Spider-Man one more time, and I've never heard anybody talk with more joy in their heart about playing Spider-Man than if I hear Andrew Garfield talk about it. So
it's poetic all around.
Yeah, exactly. It is poetic justice for these three actors.
It's a fitting ending. It should be gearing up to be a fitting ending for both those characters, as you said, and the real beginning for this generation of Spider-Man. That's the way I look at
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And who fucking knows? At the end of the day, we don't know. Well, we can judge off the movie when we finally see it, but who knows if one of the two of them gets something else out of it. We don't know yet.
Who knows?
That's a big rumor going around in the world that one of them is going to get something outside of this movie. Which, I always say this, variety is the spice of life. Give it to me fucking all.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me Robert Pattinson Batman, give me Ben Affleck Batman, mm-hmm. give me Andrew Garfield and Tobey Spider-Man, mm-hmm. give me this. I don't care, give me seven fucking different universes, yep. I'll watch it all.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck.
And it's just that, like, what do we know about the movie thus far? The world knows he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And what we've seen from the trailer is that he wants to go to Doctor Strange to
get rid of
this big ass problem that he has. And in that, they fuck up and these things rip through. And that's about all we know.
Yep.
And everything else is speculation. And everybody else is still people doubting on whether or not these gentlemen are even in the fucking movie.
Yeah, they're,
they are 100%
in the movie. 1,000%.
It's and the story, which I had found out this week, which sounds believable. I delve into the YouTubes and a guy, I can't remember his channel, but shout out to whomever you were. He was talking about how over the last little bit, it was kind of like this thing between Marvel Marvel, Disney, and Sony of like, Sony really wanted to put them in promotional material, like posters and shit, and really wanted to like push for like, they're in the movie.
Yeah.
And then Disney was like,
No.
No.
Yeah.
Like, even if it leaks, which I guess the thought process between that is, it's leaked, and
let's just
get whether this is a real photo or not a real photo, they know.
Yeah.
But let's just try to maintain some sort of element of surprise. And I can say, genius move on their fucking part.
Yeah.
Because like we've been saying over the last few days since the trailer dropped, that pop.
Yep. In the movie theater when that happens is going to be insane. It's going to be such a better reaction than seeing it in the trailer.
Yeah. And the fact that it was so weird to me, the fact that like people were like actually upset.
Yeah.
They were like disappointed and like weirdly upset because they weren't in it. But then I guarantee you anything, my last dollar, that if they were in it, people would have said, there they go again.
Yeah, because
giving too much away. Like, what the fuck was that? You know, like, giving too much away, blah, blah, blah. But so I guess it's, what do we always say? You can't please everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's going to pay off come December 17th.
Yeah, dude, because why want to watch that in the trailer? Because then you're going to do what us as people do, and you're going to rewatch the trailer a bunch of times, and then the luster will wear off.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the movie, you'll still be excited, yeah. But it's not going to...
Yeah.
Like, what if they showed horror kills in...
Yeah, what if they showed, like, the biggest kill in the... Yeah. Exactly, like...
You're not going to get that same reaction.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, I get it. Sony was, like, very horny to get their properties out to the people. But it's like, all right, still, they're going to show Goblin, and they're going to show Ock, and they're going to show Sandman and Electro. Take it easy.
I was surprised that Sandman, that one I didn't expect.
Sandman, a lot of people are like, how in the hell is Sandman fighting Spider-Man if they...
Yeah.
Pretty much sorted it out. The idea is, I suppose, sort of simple that they're not.
In the right they're frame
plucked.
Of mind, right?
They're plucked from a specific moment in time.
Ah.
So that could be either during the final battle of Spider-Man 3, or somewhere within Sandman and Spider-Man's conflict.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Which I'm assuming will be the same case for Toby and Andrew.
Yeah, and it looks like Tom doesn't want, because in the trailer, Doctor Strange goes, their fate is that they die fighting Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it looks like Tom just wants to kind of do, you know, the Batman thing, he doesn't kill, and that seems to be what looks like a big conflict in the movie.
Yeah.
He's trying to find another way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's going to be very interesting to see how that dynamic plays out.
Exactly. And what is he being framed for?
Yeah.
Being the fucking murderer. So he's not going to fuck it. He's going to try to do anything he can to further reverse that.
He's a lawyer.
And that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing that, like, is he...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't know. And then there's somebody else who doesn't like Spider-Man already because he's a killer. I mean, spoiler alert if nobody's... I had the conversation with you, you know. Yeah, if you haven't seen Venom 2, and you didn't stay until after the credits, I apologize, but... That's Venom's whole thing, because Venom's supposed to be the anti-hero in his movie universe, and he sees on screen...
This guy's a killer.
...the murder of Mysterio, and he's like, fuck this twerp. So who... That's a big speculation, too. That is highly anticipated, and most likely the after-credit scene of this movie. I can't see the after-credit scene being anything else. I just want to see this fucking thing. I don't care about, like, anything else in the world right now.
No, I don't.
This fucking movie.
I don't.
Like, a new Slipknot song came out.
Yes.
That was dope.
That was dope.
That was awesome.
Which means new album soon.
Yeah.
But that's then.
Yes.
And this is in a few weeks. And this shit's going to be insane.
I don't, like, even if you're not as big as a comic book nerd as us here at the Audio Asylum, how can you not be excited for this movie?
I still feel like, at this point, yeah, everybody's kind of invested in it.
Yeah. Tom Holland said at the presser that this is the greatest superhero movie ever made. Like, words out of the man's own mouth. Now, a lot of people have said that. But this could be. This could be it.
I mean... I've heard a lot of people consider the greatest superhero ever made, like, a movie ever made, like, Endgame and or Infinity War, and it's not.
No, it's, yeah, hot take here. It's, yeah, they're not.
Infinity War is better than Endgame, but.
Yeah, I agree also.
Yeah, that's a big statement.
But it's like, it's not, they're not the greatest superhero. They're good, they're really good.
But they're not the greatest superhero movies ever made.
Yeah, no, not at all. Long shot. I would argue to anybody, till I turn blue in the face, that it's not.
No. Because it's still Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. I'm excited. I want to get some Blade.
I want some Blade. I'm banking on Morbius will have Blade.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to play Whistler? That's an interesting
I don't know.
I was talking about that with my grandma out of all people the other day, because we were watching Blade 2, and she was like, you think they're going to put like him in the new movie? And I was like, Whistler? I'm like, they have to. You can't have Blade without Whistler. At least in the first movie.
I don't think, have they announced that?
No, I don't think so.
Let's look that up. Let's see if that's a...
Phones. Yeah.
Maybe we're living on another planet. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm opening up Safari. Some porn might pop up. Oh,
but, yeah, man, like... And then it's just... fuck, I don't even know what to say. I mean, and, like, a lot of people have put this together, and we talked about this, too. Like, for example, MJ falling off the scaffolding and who's going to grab her. It's no fucking brainer. It's going to be Andrew Garfield because he couldn't save Gwen Stacy, and that's brilliant.
I'm going to cry when that's...
It's going to be a heavy movie, man. Yeah. It's going to be a heavy movie. It might be a lot for a little guy to ingest, but for us older, seasoned Spider-Man fans, we're going to be like, whoa.
Oh, that cast is not fully announced, or they probably have it, but haven't announced who else is in the movie yet, because as of right now, it's just this dude as Blade. I can't pronounce his name. Marshall Ali? I'm fucking that
up. Oh, about familiar.
Yeah. But, yeah, this dude, whoever this dude is, I can't
let me see.
Load up a good picture, but he's playing Blade. If it even loads.
Oh, Marshall Ali. Yeah, I've seen this guy before. I'm not sure what else. What else is he? But look at it. Got his IMDb right here.
Yeah, I don't know what else he's in. But he looks like he could crush it. I mean, for those of you listening, you probably know who I'm talking about. I'm butchering the name. But the dude who's supposed to play Blade looks like he's going to kill it. Hopefully, Morbius, we got to get some inkling into it. Well... You said you don't give a fuck if I spoil anything about Eternals, right?
I heard the ending.
Yeah, you heard about it.
It's Thanos' brother.
Yeah, did you hear about the second after credit scene?
And what was the other one?
I forget the character's name because he's honestly very forgettable. That's my opinion, sorry. But he tells this chick towards the end of the movie, he's like, I haven't always been quite honest with you about my past either. Then this bitch gets sucked up in a ship or something. And the second after credit scene is him opening this chest, and there's a big-ass sword in it, which I think is referred to, because I googled it, in all honesty, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. It's called, like, the Ebony Blade or something like that. It's used to kill vampires in the past. And from behind, they don't show you him, but you hear Homeboy's voice, and he goes, you sure you're ready to wield that? And then it just cuts. So, that was the voice of this guy who plays Blade.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
See, this is just my opinion as a fan of characters. I like seeing characters interact with other characters. It's cool. But somebody like Blade, I kind of just want to see him kill vampires.
Yeah.
With Whistler and the homies.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind, though, if they did, like, if they got Spider-Man involved.
Yeah, because Morbius and him are going to have to meet.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, see, that's something I look forward to, too, in Tom Holland's world. You know, more likely than not, Tom Holland is going to live in this movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, we still have him needing to fight Venom. Hopefully we get a Maximum Carnage movie at some point, which would make me real
hungry. But they killed Carnage.
Yeah, but at this point...
I've heard... Well, you're right.
that's why, like, when I was in the movie theater and he died, I was like, it don't really mean anything at this fucking point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, but they have to bring him back, dude, yeah. Because it's just like to
not going
to
do a Spider-Man
to not get a point where Venom and Spider-Man are coming together to fight Carnage.
And just that Tom Hardy symbiote relationship interacting with Tom Holland Spider-Man. They're going to have to get on the same page at some point. There's no way you can have those actors and those characters within the same movie not get on the same page, and the only foe that's fitting for that story is Cletus Cassidy.
Yeah.
Has to be.
I think at this point, you know what? I say at this point, anything, like you said, anything's possible.
Yeah, I don't think Carnage is dead.
The multiverse has been cracked open.
Yeah, fucking exactly. I would
see, but I just don't want to see no Tony Stark in my Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I know everybody likes
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, but no, yeah. He snapped his way.
Yeah, he did his job.
He snapped his way to the other side.
Yeah, now somebody else has to save the universe.
And it's gonna be
Spider-Man, and who knows what the future holds for the MCU.
Well, I've told you what I've said in the past since this whole thing was like. Confirmed, not confirmed. I said I think that Tobey Maguire is going to have to... OG Spider-Man is going to have to sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
To stop this problem. That's what I think. I think it's going to be the only way.
That's going to...
Then what does that mean for Andrew Garfield? I don't know.
That's what
he's going to get his.
Yeah.
But, you know, by... saving MJ. Well, yeah. Again, we don't know.
This is all our...
All just what we think, what we'd like to see. Yep.
Our nerdy hypothesis, but... Yeah, but that's gonna fuck me up. I'm gonna cry so many times in this fucking movie, I already know it. Because of my love for Spider-Man. And my love for all those movies.
This is gonna be serious. So...
This shit is serious.
December 17th... Spider-Man No Way Home comes out, and it's gonna be a fucking extravaganza... What'll happen? We don't know.
Yeah, we have no fucking idea.
But when do the tickets go on sale? The 29th?
I believe so.
Monday, I believe that it is.
Yeah, so either next Monday or the following Monday.
Whatever the 29th is.
Yeah, whatever the fucking 29th is. Yeah, so that'd be 2 Mondays from now. But I'm excited. I don't think I'm excited for anything else much in this world at the moment. They released the trailer for the new WWE video game.
Yeah, that's not...
Half the roster's cut.
That's not that exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it does look pretty good. It does look very improved, I'm not going to lie. But when half your roster that was in the game 5 months ago...
Yeah, and then even taking out certain legends, like...
Yeah, like Kurt Angle's not in the
game. Well, yeah, because they fired him, so they don't have to pay him anymore.
Yeah, that sucks.
That does suck.
Like, that's really trash.
That does suck. But we still got the AEW video game. Whenever the hell that comes out.
And fucking doing that deathmatch wrestling video game. Oh yeah,
that should be cool.
I'm gonna play that shit like a motherfucker.
Yeah, because I used to enjoy fucking backyard wrestling game.
Yeah, those were.
I used to enjoy those games. It was stupid. You could fuck somebody up with like a jackhammer.
Yeah,
it's totally ridiculous.
Was it like ICP in those?
Yeah,
games?
Yeah, those fucking idiots. ICP was in the game. Sabu was in the game. New Jack was in it. All your hardcore favorites.
New Jack. I love how I just turned the camera on, and then I turned it off.
Shit happens.
It's because I hit the wrong button. Because I am special. That's what my grandma told me.
Mine too. So.
There's a lot of fucked up shit going on, unfortunately, in the world. I mean, alright, so we were in a group chat with somebody the other day, and this Marilyn Manson thing got bought up. And right off rip, you were like, I don't believe it. And I am with you, neither do I.
Okay, here's the thing. Before I get myself in trouble, let me fucking explain.
Yeah, we don't want to get you Me Too.
Let me explain myself. I am not the type of guy that sits there and defends these scumbags.
Facts.
Just because of their status. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you do, how much money you have. As a matter of fact, the more money you have. It doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter what you do. Whatever your status is, wherever you lie on the social chain, on the food chain. You are not taken out of this conversation solely because you're a special person.
Exactly.
If you're a scumbag, you're a scumbag. In the case of Marilyn Manson, I've always liked his music. I've always been a fan of his artistry, and I've respected, you know, his contributions to
the rock world,
a culture,
exactly.
And how he pushed the boundaries where others did before, he pushed them even further. And again, classic fucking albums, the soundtrack of many of our, you know,
favorite movies,
video games, absolutely. He had a book many years ago that detailed some of the rancid things that these people would do. And I feel like was made public knowledge.
Yeah.
I personally don't think that... Again, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations that... How could you know what happened? You were not there. But based on things I've read and things I've heard... It looked like it was just a bunch of raunchy, groupie action.
Yeah. See, I was going to say it too. Like, you know, once again, we don't know. This is just two guys giving you an opinion. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a big fan. I've read the book. I've watched videos, interviews, you name it. And those fans were fucking crazy back then for him, these girls. And, you know, people have kinks. What they be, I ear to kink shame. I shove my tongue in buttholes. But...
Same.
But, you know, these girls like something a little bit more theatrical and rough, if you will. And, like you said, public knowledge, it was written down. Now, I'm probably getting a lot of shit for this, so I will not use this as an Instagram clip. I will use it just for people's ears. I am not defending other people, just like Grave said. But I can't help but feel like easy target to make a quick buck. I said it. That is my opinion.
Well, that's the thing, too, though. A lot of people... There are many instances where this shit does happen.
Yes, yeah.
And then people try to jump on the gravy train.
Yeah.
A few people get paid.
Yep.
A few people did some court settlements, this one, whatever. It hits the news. A lot of other people who might have had an interaction with that person, but not necessarily a sexual encounter with no consent, will try to say, yeah, you know, I met him at a party one time too, but you just passed by. You're not an actual victim.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just trying to hop on some sort of gravy train. That there are plenty of instances where that type of shit happens.
That happened with the student from Tool a few years ago. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah, and that... Got proven that she was full of shit so quick.
Exactly.
The thing with Enzo.
Exactly.
Like, from WWE. Yeah. Like, that's... So, for me, as a fan of him and just somebody who's listened to these stories about other people and watched them, obviously, like you said, they're scumbags in this world. There's no defending them. But looking at a case like this, I can't help but feel like it's... Look at the goth rock guy that did a bunch of crazy shit years ago.
Yeah.
So easy to just...
Hasn't that always kind of been a part of his thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, dating back to, like, Columbine?
Yeah.
Where, like, it kind of was literally always an easy scapegoat. Like, here's my thing, people. You would never think Bill Cosby, America's dad, could possibly do that.
Yep.
But you definitely think that crazy fucking white boy would.
Yep.
It's a lot easier to sit to go, oh yeah, the fucking that fucking ghoul dude who dresses like a pope and rips the pages out of the Bible would definitely fucking rape you.
Yeah, and as like fucking worn woman's clothes.
Exactly. That guy's
makeup,
talks about Satan and fucking eats bugs and sucks dick and he's gotta be the one. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna close out my piece with this.
Gotcha.
Again, wasn't there. If it's true, if they can prove it...
Then he's a piece of shit.
Then he's a piece of shit, and you go in jail. And that's where you should rot, motherfucker, because you're a piece of shit. But I still can't help but agree with what you just said.
Yeah.
That is an easy target. So it could be either or. That's where I'll close my thing out with. So don't at me and try to fucking cancel me,
exactly.
Motherfucker.
We're just giving an opinion, guys. I felt like it was just something I wanted to bring up because one, it was
no, it's good. I think it's good that you brought it up.
Yeah, and two, like, I'm sure people will be like, this guy's just offending somebody. He listens to their music or whatever.
No, absolutely not. Yeah,
no. Yeah, and no, that's not it. It's just my brutal, honest opinion is like, I kind of call bullshit a little bit until proven otherwise.
Yeah. You know? Because, you know.
Like, so there was something I wanted to bring up that happened super recently at a rock festival. I don't know if you saw this.
What's that?
Okay, the band's name is Brass Against. So they were playing this big festival, and the lead singer, her name I have here, Sophia Eurista. I don't know if she was drunk. I don't know. But some fan that was probably drunk in the front row wanted to get peed on. So this dude...
What band is she from?
Brass... hold on, I'll read you the name again. Brass Against.
Not familiar, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, I think this dude wanted to get peed on.
Okay.
So he got...
Is she hot?
She is kind of hot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. All right. He's got a nice body. So, homie came up on stage, he laid down, and it wasn't announced or anything like that. This dude just laid down, and then she said, I'm going to fucking piss on this guy's face. And then she did it.
And where was this?
Mid-song. Some rock festival. I don't exactly know the location, but people are making... Welcome to Rockville. Metal Festival in Florida.
Was that the one Metallica was just at?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it was in Daytona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And here's the tweet. I love the tweet.
Okay.
We had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville. Sophia got a little carried away. That's not something the rest of us expected. It's not something you'll see again at our shows, at least. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona.
So were people outraged?
Yeah, the people were like kind of upset on the internet.
Within the metal community?
No, I just think like it made...
Oh, them, yeah, it couldn't it possibly be.
Yeah,
no. I'm pretty sure everybody's like, fuck yeah, golden shower, dude. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, has anybody ever heard of Gigi Allen? Who I think has been mentioned on this podcast at least twice. In the past, which is probably two times too many to be mentioned.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I don't think that's... I mean, look, do I think certain shock things are a little ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I think so. I mean, that's coming from a guy who, like...
We like crazy
shit. I like crazy shit. Yeah. Like, I like a gimmick. I like somebody to do something that's like, whoa, holy fucking... You know, I like the controversy.
Yeah, me too.
But
like, what's a little too far, you think? I mean, all right, let's put ourselves in the shoes of the past. If, like, let's say we, you know, we like Gigi Allen's music.
Definitely beating somebody up and shitting. And
yeah,
shit
I
them.
Don't think I
that's
would
definitely.
That
yeah,
concert.
That's definitely fucking. Yeah. That is because any footage you ever see of his concerts, bro, there's like maximum 15 people in the place, and it's 15 of the dirtiest people in the town because they actually stick around. And you know what? I shouldn't put that on them. I'm sorry to those people. Actually, if you look at them on the sides, they actually look so intrigued.
Yes.
They actually look more like people who are viewing a train wreck than they are someone who's like, yeah, you're kind of just like, I can't leave.
Yeah.
This guy's, but this, so, and those people are always standing way in the back. But the poo-poo flies. And sometimes you will get hit.
And like, he would just run out into the crowd. I watched like a few videos the other week. And he would run out to the crowd and just start punching
people. Yeah, just start beating somebody up. And then, but 9 out of 10 times, there would be like the good old boys in the town that would just beat the shit out of him and send him to the hospital. And then he'd have to like run away in the night from the town because he'd have to avoid cops and getting murdered by the townspeople.
Is there not a movie about this guy?
There is a movie that Todd Phillips did. It's a documentary where it has like, he has like interviews and shit. It came out like in the 90s. Yeah, that's actually pretty good. It's called...
please tell me it's called...
G.G. Allen and the Murder Junkie. What is it called? Hated? Hated, I think it's called. G.G. Allen and the Murder Junkies. Yeah, that's actually a really, really good documentary done by Todd Phillips. And but yeah, I would say probably too far is doing anything that G.G. Allen did. A hot metal chick peeing on you, like I said. That might be shock for the sake of it.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any artistic merit behind that. Oh, you got the footage here? All right, so this is this lovely young lady. Okay, so she's taking down her pants. And she's letting it rip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mama.
Yeah, that's a lot of
That's pain. A lot of urine.
Yeah, she had to go.
She was... Whoa! Dude, it's like a...
It's like a hose. Hey, people cheer.
I like this band. Yeah. I like the sound.
Isn't it dope? Oh, they got fucking trumpets and shit.
And she kicked him. Alright, pause this. Alright. So, I don't know if you guys can hear that coming out of the phone, but alright, so as Joe said, guy wanted to get pissed on, came up on stage, she pulls down, she looks like an attractive young lady.
Nice butt.
She pulls down her pants, butthole pussy hovering above this guy, and she lets a hot tinkle just go. And it's a lot.
It
looks like she's been drinking. A lot.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but that looks like a piss.
A drunk.
Because you know what it's like when you piss.
Yeah.
Imagine drunk piss coming out of a vagina.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking geyser. That shit's crazy. So yeah, for those that didn't see, a waterfall of piss.
Lots.
And then, if you can hear it,
kicks him out.
Kicks him off the fucking stage.
Security sends him back.
Security, get him the fuck out of here. Yeah. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
I don't think so.
But,
I think it's cool.
It's kind of cool.
I mean, I wouldn't get pissed off.
It's kind of alright.
Yeah. I mean, but I've had this conversation on the show with Lauren before. I don't know if I would get pissed on. I would really have to love you for you to piss on me.
Yeah, but you let me tell you something right now. I don't know if there's many women that'll say no.
Yeah.
Because you know why? They can. Would they ever be judged?
Yeah, no, we would.
No, we would though,
yeah, we
and
would
that's perfect for them because it gets you feel. Oh yeah, that guy George. Yeah, I pissed on
that guy.
And they'll be like, really? How could you do that? How's that? What's wrong with me? And then everybody'd be like, yeah, it's George, the guy who likes to get pissed on. Well, that guy is now immortalized because it.
That's true. Yeah, that dude's gonna live in infamy in the rock community forever, and so will she. She pissed on.
Hey. It's rock and roll. Strange things happen, and strange things will continue to happen.
I wish I'd seen crazy shit like that at a concert.
Wait a minute. 8 people just got killed at a Travis Scott show, and
people are outraged
about this girl pissing on this guy?
Oh, dude, that fucking shit.
I don't mean to make a joke, but, like, Jesus Christ, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, right? Like, I saw people, like, kind of bitching about it, and I was like, this is, like, do y'all know what happened the other day?
Well, guess what, parents?
Rock is bad.
This is when your fucking 16-year-old kid wants you to take him and his friends to the fucking to the civic center. Just know this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Pissed off. But that, like, you make a big deal about that and these people died. Let me ask you the question. This might be controversial.
Gotcha.
Do you think Travis Scott should be held, like, accountable for this?
Yeah, because how do you not see what the fuck's going on?
But here's my thing. What was the security situation?
That's a good point, too, yeah. Like,
what venue?
The promoter.
The promoter?
Yeah. I was saying that, like, I don't know all the ins and outs, but I did hear that people apparently were trying to tell security and Travis Scott as it was going.
Really?
And that they were kept getting brushed off. And apparently security, like, people were on the railing trying to be like, yo, like, somebody fucking died. And security was like, get the fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, I'm saying I don't know as much about it.
I was just told this by, like, a teacher I work with at my job. And she was, like, showing me footage. And there was, like, somebody in the video saying, like, hey, somebody's dead. Like, stop the show. And they wouldn't stop it. If in the case... I don't know, man, because I've... If you're on stage, apparently an ambulance was coming through the crowd. This is what I've heard. How do you not see that? You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
Like, and I gotta say this, too, and listen, I don't fucking know anything about Travis Scott, but I've been to hundreds at this point of rock and roll concerts in my life.
I've never seen anything like that.
Big, small, I've been to 3-day festivals with thousands and thousands of people. I have watched lead singers from rock bands stop the show in the darkest of fucking rooms and in the darkest of venues because they notice that somebody's hurt. To me, the excuse of I didn't see it, and this is just my opinion.
You can see everything.
Yeah.
You're on a stage, you fucker. Yeah.
Like
unless it happens 1,000 yards in the back, then maybe you won't.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why, like, that.
But if it's kids being pushed against a barricade and being trampled, you might be able to see it.
That's why I've always kind of defended the whole Woodstock Fred Durst thing, because all that shit was apparently happening, like, all spread out, like, so it's like, I don't know, the dude's kind of in the moment, like, telling people to, like, jump, and he's in the moment. Like, that I'm a little bit more understanding of, to a degree. Maybe he shouldn't have fucking got on the plywood that ripped off the thing. So he's not completely innocent. But like I said, man, I've been to a lot of shows, and I've seen countless lead singers, countless guitarists
try to keep things under control.
I have watched Corey Taylor do it. I've watched Jacoby from Papa Roach do it. I have watched bands I didn't even know who the fuck they were that were openers stop shows. The whole excuse of I didn't see it. And lately, this shit seems to... I hate to be this guy. I love hip-hop music. Lately, this thing seems to be happening more at rap and hip-hop shows than it does metal shows. Just saying. But...
But again, it's easier, to go after the devil music than it is
something
you can dance to.
Yeah, I've seen more videos of people fighting at rap fucking concerts.
And if anybody would like to sit there and say, oh, you're making this a rap verse metal thing, you know,
let's talk
about it.
Yeah, no, we love rap and hip-hop over here at the Audio Zone. We probably are more picky with our shit.
It's just, I can understand that. How the fuck did you not see that, dude?
Yeah, that's my opinion on that, because... How, man? Like, how?
Yeah, what kind of lenient security, like...
Exactly.
...do you have that where, like...
Just, what was it, like 2 weeks ago, some idiot started a fire at a Slipknot show, and Corey, the second he saw that shit, he was like, guys, stop the show. Like, you know, I know that's a little different from this situation, but...
I feel like it's tough to say sometimes, though. There's also that side where it's tough to say because... Many people have died at shows.
Yeah.
And I guess you really don't know unless you were there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But if there's more than several people saying what you said, then yeah, that's probably a big, big fucking problem. And this guy's career is not...
Yeah, no, it's not good, man. I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping he's a good person. Seems like a good dude when I hear him talking in interviews and stuff. But that's going to be a hard hit to the homie's career. Yo, speaking of careers, Pete Davidson's having fun.
He is, fucking. Isn't he? He is, yeah. Isn't he? Who's the latest one now?
Kim Kardashian.
Really?
Apparently.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Has it been confirmed?
I don't know. They've been seen holding hands.
Holding hands.
Holding hands.
You don't just hold hands with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hold hands with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, he... Yo, rest in peace to the Kanye Kim thing. I mean, I never gave a fuck about that anyway.
Oh, please.
But I think it's fucking... I think it... Yo, I put it on Facebook yesterday. I'm like, yo, I'm happy for the guy. Depressed, average-looking white dude's winning out of here.
Well, I said it in the comments. I was like... A few of our buddies...
Yeah,
saying,
they seem like haters.
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta say...
Haters.
You guys seem pretty fucking salty, man.
Yeah, the salty...
I have to say, you guys seem a little fucking salty.
Yeah.
So I butted in and I was just, you know, what is he... Oh, I don't say what... First of all, he's not funny. Okay, whatever. Tell me how comedy is subjective and you think he's not funny. That's cool. That's fine. That's your opinion.
Yeah.
But in the conversation of, like, what does a hot woman see him in him, I simply replied with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
If that girl thinks he's funny, that's... Personality comes first, folks.
Yeah,
Personality comes first. I can't believe we still have to explain that to people.
Yeah, it's fucking 2021.
I mean, some people really do be looking like butt ugly Martians.
And... they be hooking up with some attractive ass people.
Because they got a good, solid personality and a nice, quick-witted, sharp sense of humor.
Yeah. I'm an average-looking guy, and I haven't been with a lot of people, but I think my baseball card ain't that bad when you look at the stats. There's not a lot of hits, But there's impressive ones.
Yeah, man. I can speak for myself as well. I feel like I've. I feel like if I ever have hit it out of the park, it's because of my personality and my sense of humor.
Yeah.
I don't.
I think you're better looking than me.
Get the fuck out of here. Huh? You're a handsome young gentleman.
Thank you.
A fucking stud over here.
I try, sometimes. Yo, speaking of these situations, I went to Legendary last night. I went to the bar. And I think I missed an opportunity to hook up with a MILF.
Really?
Yeah. I think I had a little too much Jack Daniels and Red Bulls. And I think I kind of misread my situation. Two older ladies at the bar... And when I first walked into the bar with got stoned, they were like, password, fucking around. And we were like, alcohol poisoning. And they were like, yes, good.
Yeah.
And then I went... So Mike puts me up for a song, and on the screen it says Cross-Eyed Joe. And then DJ Mike gives me the mic, and I was like, yeah, I have a GoFundMe, the link's in my bio. On Instagram for laser eye surgery. And that seemed to get a good laugh out of these two women, and one of them was very old... fine looking older blonde woman, and she looked at me and she was like, stop. And I was like, well, like comedians, that's what we do, you know, sense of humor. That's it. And then she was like, oh, come on. And then like she like grazed the shoulder, and in my head I was like, this lady's kind of hot. And then I sang the song, and then she's talking to me a little bit, but then I fucking went to go get a drink and I had to piss real bad, came back, was chatting it up, went to do another song. And she was like, oh, you're killing it. And then, like, raised the hand down my shoulder. And I was like, oh, shit, that's a sign. Did the song. Went to go back to my conversation with my friend. And then I peeped that they left. I was slow on the draw.
But you could always go back.
But I could always go back.
And they'll be there.
Friday night, yes.
But whether you pull the trigger on said night or not, what does it go to show you, ladies and gentlemen? The moral of the story is...
Gotta take a shot.
If you're personable... Yeah, a sense of fucking humor. Take your fucking shot, because somebody's going to be sending you them vibes from across the room, man.
Yeah, man. And I was a little disappointed in myself, because I always overthink shit, and I should have just kept chatting. So I gave myself a little verbal beatdown, and I was like, man, you just got to start shooting your shot more, because that was...
I would say yeah. I would say yeah, shoot the shot more, but like I said...
The goalie... got benched. It was the last 2 minutes of the game.
Bro, it's all right. Because there's always the fucking next time.
Yeah.
And they're right. Going to be there.
You're right.
Because these chicks be going to the watering holes, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the way it works.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man. Fuck. The holidays are coming up. I'm a big Christmas guy. I've been in a lot better mood lately.
I'm ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the holidays.
Thanksgiving's next week.
I enjoy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, fucking... What's your favorite fucking food on Thanksgiving?
My favorite... I like the whole thing. I really like the whole thing. Yeah, I like to fill my plate up.
I can eat stuffing until I can't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
My family fucking hates me, bro, because they make some good stuff, and that shit is never there for any seconds.
Yeah.
Because I have so much of that.
Fucking destroy it, man.
Yeah.
The question, how do they prepare the stuffing?
To be honest, I don't know.
Is there raisins or cranberries in it?
Oh, I think cranberries. I don't like raisins.
I hate that.
You hate cranberries or raisins?
I don't want either in my stuffing.
Yeah?
My aunt does it. The way she does it is, she obviously the fucking stuffing, whatever, the stovetop stuffing, the fuck. And she takes, like, Jimmy Dean breakfast sausage. That shit is nice. But she keeps it very simple.
Yeah.
She don't put any of the cranberries in there or nothing.
Got you. I don't think there's a lot of, because now I'm, like, just, like, serving my memory. I don't taste a lot of it when I have it. I just get all the vegetables.
Yeah, all the shit.
Yeah.
Does your family put the whole fucking turkey on the...
Yeah.
Yeah? My aunt always... You know what my aunt always did? She always cut it up.
I'll cut it up.
Yeah, she never, like, put the bird on the table and stuffed its asshole with stuffing. Did they do that?
Yeah.
I like that. I like asshole stuffing on Thanksgiving.
But at a certain point in the day, we usually remove it and put it in the because it gets a little crazy. But, oh man, yeah. All year, I fucking like, once I get to the end of October, I'm like, oh, Thanksgiving's coming.
Yeah.
I eat and drink like a fucking pig that night, every night.
It's the way it should be, man.
Fucking awesome.
It's football, drinking, food, and togetherness.
I don't know if I ever said this on the show. I don't know if I ever told you. I have a tradition on Thanksgiving where I watch every Rock and Austin match.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like, not just the Mania ones, too. Like
Backlash. And
yeah, Rebellion.
Yeah.
Fucking the Survivor Series.
Yep.
5-on-5. Which I rewatched the other day, which... Yo, that is underrated. I'm going to Survivor Series in the Barclays Center tomorrow. That is an underrated 5-on-5 match. I never watched the whole thing until the other night.
Speaking that you brought that up, though. Survivor Series.
Yes. I will be there hoping... That I hear.
So when will this episode come out?
This will come out probably like 2 days after Survivor Series.
Okay, alright, alright, so. I'll bring this up then. This Charlotte. We don't spend a lot of time talking about pro wrestling, but.
Yeah, but we're here. Right
we're now. Here, it's Survivor Series. Yeah. That's the Thanksgiving tradition for wrestling fans. What do you think of this Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch situation?
So what exactly happened backstage? Like, I read something that Charlotte didn't like the segment. Like, what the fuck happened? Like, I know there's heat, like legit, like serious heat, right?
Okay. So
heat means beef, ladies and gentlemen.
Obviously, they in the draft, for those of you that know, they switched shows.
Yeah.
So Charlotte went to SmackDown. And Becky Lynch went to Raw.
And Charlotte was the Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch was
exactly.
The Champion, okay.
Which herein lies the problem. That's probably why they should be either one Women's Champion, or you just don't draft the champions.
Yeah, that's stupid, yeah.
So basically what these two women were asked to do, where they, as you saw, they were asked to go out on the segment on SmackDown and swap the belts.
The belt.
After some sort of back and forth exchange, blah, 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 they... She threw the belt.
Charlotte threw it?
I think Becky threw the belt at Charlotte.
Okay.
And then Charlotte threw the belt at Becky. It was some bullshit like that.
Okay.
Which was apparently not the way it was supposed to go. Long story short, they go backstage and they basically have a fucking screaming match. Vince is apparently infuriated at Charlotte. And this further develops the whole idea that Charlotte is a gigantic, tyrannical bitch backstage.
Sheesh.
Which is like, you know now how far people are going to run with that.
Yeah.
Especially people that don't like her.
Yeah, exactly.
And I say, hit the brakes, because what are we looking at here?
Yeah.
So basically, the way that they have both been painted is that Becky Lynch is one of the boys, well-liked.
She's like a locker room
throughout
favorite.
The company, and Charlotte Flair, not so much.
Viewed difficult to deal with, I guess.
Exactly.
But that's become like a thing now, the past few months, a term.
Why is it that there is this idea that anyone who is really good at what they do or has a set idea of what they should be, difficult to work with?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, that's because somebody's strongly opinionated doesn't mean they're difficult.
Somebody's strongly opinionated and they just so happen to be exceptional at what they do? That's a problem? I'm not making this a knock at Becky Lynch. We'll get to Becky in a minute. I want somebody to tell me why, when you look at Charlotte Flair and you look at her body of work and her time in professional wrestling in the company, in the WWE specifically, tell me where she has gone wrong. As an individual
body
performer, as her individual body of work, I, in my opinion,
can't name a bad match.
I've only seen her get better.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. There's nothing. I used to say this. I think we've talked about the small comparison. I've been vocal for years, even though I used to shit on John Cena when I was a kid. But name me a bad John Cena pay-per-view match. I will say the same thing about Charlotte, in just a match perspective in general. Name me a bad Charlotte match. I don't think anybody can find me one.
No. If she's in there with someone good or equal to her? That's how pro wrestling works.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, of course, there are people that maybe aren't that good or green that need to be kind of carried through the matches. Yeah, but for the most part, she's had matches with people that are on par.
Yeah.
If not just as good, like on par or just a bit below.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
So she's just being viewed as difficult because of a creative disagreement. And now it's like... I know Becky said something recently that like she doesn't think that relationship or friendship or whatever will be repaired. Here's the thing, man. We made a joke about it through voice message earlier today, or I might have made the joke. They don't like each other. Put it on TV, damn it.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think this goes for anything. And other professional sports. You don't make it to be friends with the opposition.
Yeah.
You don't make it to be friends with the guy you're guarding in a basketball game.
Exactly.
Because that guy wants to cross you up.
Yep.
And drain a shot in your fucking face and make sure you don't make it to the next level.
Exactly.
So I think it should be no different with professional wrestling. Yeah, so I say to Becky Lynch, oh well.
Yeah.
And maybe that's very well could be her attitude.
Yeah.
And I can see that being Becky Lynch's attitude, the way she'd probably have the opinion of, oh well, I'm here to make money.
Yeah.
I'm here to get over.
Exactly.
And sure, you make friends along the way, but what's the old thing that all these guys say? Oh, if you count how many real friends you have in this business on your hand. Exactly.
Yeah,
because it's dog eat dog, and that person is not your fucking friend 9 out of 10 times. They want your top fucking position, and I think the case is really no different with Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. I think they're both two of the top professional wrestling women not just women, wrestlers, period.
Yeah.
And I understand Britt Baker is over, and I understand this one's over. They're better.
Yeah.
And people go, how could... They're better.
Yeah.
And it's not just because they work for the WWE. They're better. Yeah. And I don't need to explain it any further, because no one has been more over as a female. And some people go, oh, well, this... No. No one's ever... Give me a woman who's been more over than Becky Lynch in professional wrestling. Ever.
Yeah.
Fabulous Moolah?
Yeah, you can't name anybody.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't give a shit if Fabulous Moolah was champion for 27 years. She was never Becky Lynch, not a day in her life.
Yeah, dude. Becky Lynch is on, like high-level... Like promotion, superstar caliber.
Yeah, if this thing is not real, and this is all scripted, fake, and bullshit, Becky Lynch is one of the examples of what turns it into the direction of legitimizing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can buy her.
A fight.
Yes. Yeah. Why can't you? I can buy. I don't give a shit if it's two different worlds. I don't give a shit if she'd step into MMA and get her ass beat.
Yeah.
When I watch Becky Lynch come out, when I watch Becky Lynch talk, I buy her as much as I do an MMA women champion.
Exactly, yeah.
I do. But that's what it's about. It's about taking. It's the suspension of disbelief and taking this thing that people know is bullshit and giving them something to believe in. And that is the main appeal to Becky Lynch and the main appeal to this whole feud and rivalry.
Yeah, I think that's...
Same goes for Charlotte. Sorry, just to add this. Same goes for Charlotte. There's no two women in this industry, arguably no two performers in this industry, that could make it more believable. And now with this whole drama,
tenfold.
This is Shawn Michaels and HBK-esque fucking heat, man.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think that has the potential to steal the show tomorrow night, for sure.
We'd lose our draw.
Yeah, that because it's going to feel like some, like you said, real, because, hey, to a very large extent, it's fucking real.
And I don't know that we've seen something in the likes of this in this company in a while.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what the last fucking thing I even felt like that with was. CM Punk and The Rock?
Daniel Bryan and John Cena?
Yeah.
That, like, bordered on a lot of reality?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
I guess Roman Reigns and Cena, too. Yeah. If more recent. But this is, like, different. Because if this is true, And it's not just a brilliant work. And a lot of people still think the Montreal Screwjob was a work. And a lot of people think Sean and Brett hating each other was a work. But whatever. That's another story for a Montreal Screwjob episode. But who hasn't done one?
Yeah, right.
But I think that that's... If this is real, like you said, put it on TV, damn it. Because it's going to make fucking money.
I feel like I just came up with an idea mid... Your sentence when you bought a Montreal Screwjob episode. Would you like Asylum watch-alongs?
Oh, yeah.
If I could find out how to... It's something I wanted to... I'm airing out an idea on the show. Hi. But if I can find out how to do that thing where, like, you have the camera on us on live feed, and then in the top right or bottom right corner, you have what we're watching
live time.
That'd be cool, like, re-watching that match.
I would do that.
Or, like, people send us... clips for movies or something.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm going to be through the wormhole on Monday night trying to figure out the tech on how to do that.
Fucking wait.
Hi, guys. I've just aired out a complete...
There you go.
You just watched me have a brain pop.
You heard it first. That's something to look forward to in the near future.
Yeah, you literally heard me have a brain blast on the show.
But I think, like... Yeah, it's got that appeal. It's got that... If this is...
Pumpkin Eddie Kingston AEW.
Yeah, that too. But
that one segment, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. But it's just like, that is, especially in today's day and age, when it's been exposed or what have you, if you can still get people talking, even people that maybe don't give a shit about this or haven't watched it, like, watch these girls, they're going to go, damn, that's intense. That those girls don't like each other, right? It shows, hence why it's such compelling TV. It's such a good program, and I think next to Roman Reigns, that's the best thing they got.
Yep, I agree. But again, I'm looking forward.
So enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I mean, I'm personally, as a wrestling fan, the match I'm looking forward to the most is the Usos versus RK Bro.
Yeah.
That and Becky Lynch and Charlotte. I think two.
Yeah.
Could steal the show.
Then the traditional 5-on-5 you always look forward to.
Yeah, they're always good. I feel like I'm not... we were talking about the creative direction for that one the past 2 years. I feel like it's been kind of blah. But, I mean... I'm going to say this now. A lot of people... And I even bitched about it when it happened. But then I rethought it throughout the day. I didn't like the way Austin Theory was put into that match. But that kid's really good in the ring.
Excellent.
And he has hella charisma.
Yep.
I'm kind of... There's a part of me that I'm hoping that he kind of steals the show in that match.
Yeah.
We need a new breakout star.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I used to watch a lot of his Evolve shit.
Yeah.
He's really good.
It's a total package.
Yeah.
He's got the... Like you said, got the charisma.
Yeah.
Hell of a body. Could work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they want. They want young guys. They want good physiques.
Yeah.
You got a future star right there. Let him put it...
That shit is silly, but...
It's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But hopefully that don't last very long.
Yeah, hopefully they don't.
But I think to not see a guy like fucking Austin Theory and say, oh no, we would pass on him would be ridiculous because he fits a mold in a way.
He does.
And yeah, I'd say let that boy show everybody what he can do at Survivor Series. That's like the best, a good way for a new young talent.
In New York, man.
And in one of the biggest wrestling cities in the fucking world.
Which is where he did a lot of cutting the teeth with Evolve in New York, so... Whew, I'm excited. Shit, man, anything we want to close out with? Anything we have to promote?
I just wanted to say... one more time, I guess I'll plug DarePod, because that's like one of the things that is coming the soonest.
Yeah.
All right, so we got two matches that'll be the Tournament of Torture.
The Holiday Tournament.
The Holiday Tournament of Torture, if you will. We got Ricky Ray versus Phil. That'll be the first game. And then we got Blastoise versus a mystery guy?
Think so.
That's what I'm hearing. We're not really sure who that guy's going to be yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
But...
We have ideas. There's rumors circulating.
But we're not 100% sure yet. That will soon be revealed. Then, of course, there will be the semifinal game. And then the winner will face me, the Darepunk champion. But I got one question for you, Joe.
What am I doing?
What are you doing this season?
I think... All right, I'm not going to say I'm going to sit the season out. Oh, this could be an idea. Brain bolts all over the show. How about this? I'll issue a holiday open challenge.
Go for it.
For anybody listening, and I'll redo an Instagram clip for this one within the week. I will not be playing in the tournament, but I have a holiday open challenge. Anybody who wants to come to the asylum and play me for the holiday special, the door is open. That can be...
man, woman, or otherwise.
That can be man, woman, child above the age of 16.
Hermaphrodite.
Tranny.
It doesn't matter, just as long as you're willing to join the madness and face Joe in the holiday game.
And maybe there'll be some kind of holiday prize that everybody else can cook up.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But I will not be in the tournament, but I will issue out the holiday open challenge.
Winner gets a Chick-fil-A gift card. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. And one more question. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, whoever that may be. So whoever has the balls to answer the call, there you go. Challenge issued. And one more question.
See.
This is my boy. And I, of course, pull for him. Ricky Ray won the MVP of Season 5.
Yeah, and he doesn't even win a game. I felt a little robbed. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
Tell me how you feel.
Before we close this out, I want to know exactly how you feel, because... I just want to say this.
I know it seems...
You should feel robbed, too.
It seems kind of weird to those that watch the program that they might not understand how a guy who has never won a single game became the MVP of the season. But here's how it goes. A certain gentleman who I won't name at the moment, who was running the Instagram for a few weeks...
Yeah.
...put up the poll.
And he was a nominee.
And he put 4 nominees in the poll. Personally, it probably should have been 3.
Yeah.
Should have been me, you, and Phil.
Yeah.
But he added Ricky Ray.
Yeah.
So, Ricky Ray won. Now, that's okay. It's odd. The guy who never won is the MVP. But the people love him. The people believe in him. So, he's got that. Do I feel robbed? A tad. Maybe. Because I thought I had 4 in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you thought you had a chance of getting one.
Yeah, I thought this was the best season I played.
But... it didn't work out that way, so congratulations to Ricky Ray. But this brings me to my question.
Okay.
I always believe in him no matter what. He's my right-hand man since day one. But, Joe, you, the analyst, what do you think are his... are his chances heading into Season 6?
If he can learn how to hit Final Cup, I think the chances are good. Because, as somebody who has played him and has been in the same room... in the recent games he has played, he has gotten a lot better in the beginning, middle portion of the game. He cannot finish.
And that's the name of the game.
Which brings his chances down drastically. Also, I think he needs to be a little bit smarter with that free pass, because he doesn't hold up on challenge dares. We are wasted. Other things that have happened in the past. I don't know, man. I told you privately, that I won't say it on here, who I think my dark horse is and who I think's going to win. I want Ricky Ray to win, but I don't think the chances are looking good if he can't close. We practiced with him. It's all up to him now. Maybe the people who have voted for him will give a little extra oomph.
Possibly. Maybe that'll give him some added momentum.
He is the MVP of the past season. That is a feather in the cap of a man who's never won a game. But he can't get comfortable off that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. So, in the next few weeks, expect it. Darepon Season 6. It will kick off with Episode 26, the opening game of the Tournament of Torture. We got... and then there's been many a games. There'll be other games. A holiday game.
Yeah,
we're also going to... what was that?
Hopefully a tag game.
Yeah. That's right. And also, we're gonna have some kind of special holiday video for you.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a few...
that we'll be working on some stuff.
Yeah.
So, Joe, anything else?
Once again, just thank you to everybody that's just been supporting. It's very cool to see the Instagram growth. And we have a TikTok now. Go to the link tree in the bio. There will be, starting December 1st, the 25 days of Darepon leading up till Christmas.
That's right.
So you will have the best clip from each episode of Darepon up until Christmas, along with some other stuff on there. I will announce the next guest of the show. We do not have a set date yet, but he promises he will be on. If you are familiar with The Basement Yard, if you are familiar with Off the Cuff, it's a men's mental health podcast. Danny LaPriori will be our next podcast guest. So I'm very, very happy to announce that. The man just got engaged. Congratulations.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, he is very busy, but that show will happen in the near future, probably into the new year. Congratulations to BR Wasted.
Yo! Yes, yes. How the fuck can we forget? Yes, congratulations to the boy from We Are Wasted.
Yes, they have made it onto the Jericho Cruise. So, well, first of all, thank you to you for finding out about them, because that is all Graves getting them to know who we are.
I found those brothers in the dawn quarantine. Of the pandemic, yeah. In the quarantine, man.
Yeah, so that, thank you for that, and just congrats to them, because they support us very vocally.
Absolutely.
And we support them, and that's just cool, man, to see people that support. Ooh,
I just ripped ass.
Yeah, the mic definitely picked
that up. That was a celebration fight.
Yeah.
So to Flyer and I and Breen and the rest of the boys from We Are Wasted, that cruise is going to be in March. I hope motherfuckers can make it and go see the boys rock out. Congratulations. I can't fucking say it enough.
Hell yeah, man. And other than that, guys, just keep supporting. The link is in our bio on Instagram, my personal bio, Graves' personal bio. Hit the link in the bio. Subscribe to us on YouTube. 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. If you still use SoundCloud for podcasts, which it doesn't seem like a lot of people do anymore, but if you do, leave a nice review there too. And as I always say, guys, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Don't be a dick. The holidays are coming up. Be nice to people. Don't be a fucking asshole. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Buff beef.
Cut cheese.
My man just soiled himself.